Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into the world of cybersecurity today. More specifically, we're going to take a close look at the managed security service provider landscape, the MSSP market.
Yeah, you know how everyone always says it's not MAS you'll face a cyber attack, but WHN?
It's become such a cliche.
Right. But it's a cliche for a reason. It's true. And MSSPs, they're kind of like the first line of defense against these attacks.
The digital guardians we never see, right?
Exactly. So if you use technology, and who doesn't these days, understanding these trends is important. It impacts everyone.
For sure. We actually just got back from the MSSP Alert live event. And let me tell you, it was buzzing this year.
Oh, yeah. They had to get a bigger venue in Austin, Texas this year. It was huge.
Wow. Standing room only for cybersecurity these days. Okay. So let's get into some actual news. One big story that caught our eye was this vulnerability. It's in Veeam backup and replication software. Have you heard about this one?
Oh, yeah. This is a big deal. This isn't just some, you know, theoretical vulnerability. It's serious. CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they've flagged this one.
Oh, wow. They've added it to their known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, which means...
It means they're seeing it actively exploited in the wild.
So it's not just a potential risk. People are actually being targeted and attacked through this vulnerability right now.
That's exactly what it means, yeah. And then the thing is, this vulnerability, it lets attackers execute code remotely.
Okay, so that means they can take control.
They can potentially take full control over the systems that are impacted.
So this isn't just a data leak. This is a full system takeover situation.
We could be talking about that, yeah. Full system compromise.
Yikes. Well, that's not good at all. So anybody using Veeam, you need to patch that vulnerability like yesterday. Don't wait on this one.
Absolutely, yeah. You're right. Okay. Got to patch that immediately. It really highlights how important those updates are.
It's like leaving your front door unlocked. You're practically inviting trouble. Speaking of trouble, let's shift gears a bit and talk about SentinelOne. They're a pretty big player in the cybersecurity space, and they're teaming up with Amazon Web Services.
Yeah, AWS, big partnership there.
So this is about more than just two big tech companies shaking hands and making nice.
Yeah.
What's really going on here?
But it's way more interesting than that. We're talking AI.
Ah, of course. Got to have AI in the mix.
Right. So SentinelOne's working on integrating with Amazon Bedrock. It's this service that gives them access to all these foundational AI models. And they're using it to basically supercharge their purple AI cybersecurity analyst, you know.
Okay, so there are a lot of buzzwords flying around there. Break it down for us. What does all that actually mean for, you know, regular people who aren't AI engineers?
Essentially, think of it like this. They're giving their cybersecurity system a major upgrade with AI.
Okay, so they're taking their security system and giving it, like, AI superpowers.
Exactly. And those superpowers mean they can now analyze massive amounts of data, and we're talking huge amounts of information, in real time. And they can use that data to find patterns and spot anything unusual that a human analyst might miss.
So it's like having an army of digital detectives working 24/7.
Yeah. And what's really cool is that it can potentially block those attacks before they even happen.
That's amazing. That's what we call staying ahead of the curve. So speaking of staying ahead of the curve, we also came across some news about Secuvi. They're doing some really interesting stuff with AI as well, but they're focusing on a different angle, right?
Yeah, they're tackling insider threats. You know, it's easy to focus on those outside threats, but often the most damaging attacks come from right inside an organization.
It's the enemy, you know. Or think, you know, right, it could be a disgruntled employee or even just someone who accidentally clicks on the wrong link in an email.
It happens more often than you think. And these insider threats, they can be just as damaging, if not more, than those external attacks. And the problem is traditional security measures, they often miss these insider threats completely.
So how is Secuvi using AI to address this?
They've got this whole suite of AI-powered features. And one of the most interesting ones is something they call observability classification.
Observability classification. I think we need a translation there. What does that even mean?
Basically, it helps organizations, companies, understand how sensitive data moves through their systems.
So it's like having an AI security guard who monitors who's accessing what data and when, right?
Exactly. And if it sees anything suspicious, it can flag it, you know, for review, or it can even take action to stop the leak from happening.
Wow, that's some next level security right there.
Right. So it's not just about catching the bad guys after they've already gotten in. It's about preventing those oops moments that can be just as costly.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive, not just reactive. And speaking of being proactive, this whole conversation about vigilance and staying ahead of the curve, it reminded me of this other story we came across about Google Meet, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, I saw that. They were using Google Meet as an attack vector.
People are getting really creative, or I guess I should say devious, with these attacks.
Right. So Odaloop, they did some research, and they found that cyber criminals are creating these fake Google Meet pages, you know, to trick people. And when they click on the link...
But it looks totally legit, right?
It looks totally legit, yeah. But it's not. And it's designed to get people to download info stealers.
Info stealers? What are those?
Those are bad news. They're designed to steal your logins, your passwords, financial info, anything valuable.
Oh, wow. So even something as familiar as Google Meet, you really can't let your guard down, can you?
Nope. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Double check those URLs, especially if you get any unsolicited emails or messages. Always be cautious.
Trust but verify, or maybe don't trust. Always verify. Great advice. So while we're on the topic of threats, we have to talk about ransomware. It's the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately.
Right. It's like a never-ending story. Although there is some interesting news on that front.
Is there? Please tell me there's some good news about ransomware.
Well, it's not necessarily good news, but it is interesting. GuidePoint Security, they released a new report, and it's talking about the rise of this, and this is the interesting part, a middle class in the ransomware ecosystem.
A middle class. That's a new one. I've never heard that phrase used in the context of cybercrime before.
Right. It's an interesting way to put it. But basically what they're seeing is that ransomware attacks are becoming more accessible to a wider range of criminals. It's not just the sophisticated, well-funded groups anymore.
So more like amateur hour ransomware attacks.
In a way, yeah. The barrier to entry is lower. We're talking ransomware as a service and other tools that are making it easier for people with less technical skills to launch attacks.
And I'm guessing this isn't good news for the rest of us.
Not really, no. More attackers, potentially less sophisticated, but just as dangerous.
It's like a cybersecurity version of whack-a-mole. You get rid of one and two more pop up.
Exactly. And that's why this whole conversation about AI and cybersecurity is so important.
Yeah, if the bad guys are upping their game, we need to up our game too, right?
Exactly. And AI can help us do that. It can level the playing field. It can analyze huge amounts of data, find patterns we might miss, even predict attacks before they happen. It's pretty incredible.
It sounds like AI might be our secret weapon in this ever-evolving cybersecurity landscape.
It could be. But it's not just about throwing AI at the problem. It's about having the right strategy in place.
It's not a magic bullet, right? It's about more than just the technology.
Right. You need a holistic approach. People, processes, and technology all working together. And you need to be constantly adapting and evolving your defenses.
Because the bad guys, they're not going to just stop, are they?
Nope. They're not going anywhere. They're constantly finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities, new ways to get around our defenses. It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
It's a never-ending arms race, but thankfully we have some powerful tools in our arsenal.
That's for sure. And, you know, it brings us back to why we do these deep dives, right?
Absolutely. We need to keep learning, sharing information, and working together if we want to stay ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. It's a team effort, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So speaking of teamwork, you asked earlier about key takeaways for our listeners. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. So if our listeners only remember three things from this deep dive, what should they be?
Okay, three things. First, vigilance is absolutely crucial. Stay informed about those threats as they emerge. Keep your software updated. And for goodness sake, don't click on suspicious links. It seems obvious, but you'd be surprised.
It's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly. And number two, AI. It's not some far off futuristic thing anymore. It's here, it's now, and it's playing a bigger and bigger role in cybersecurity every day.
AI is becoming our ally in the fight against cybercrime.
It really is. And lastly, never, ever underestimate that human element. Insider threats are a real danger, and you need to be prepared to deal with them. We're talking about strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, and ongoing security awareness training. Don't skimp on that.
Because even the most advanced security system in the world won't help if someone leaves the back door wide open.
Right, 100%. Huh. So to recap, stay informed, embrace the power of AI, and don't forget about the human factor. Those are the biggies.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's all connected.
It really is.
Which I guess brings us back to why we do this deep dive in the first place. Or...
Absolutely. It's all about staying in the loop, sharing what we know, and working together to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
Just like all those MSSP folks we saw in Austin.
Exactly. Those events are so vital for the industry to come together and share knowledge. Oh, before we wrap up, you mentioned earlier about wanting to leave our listeners with some key takeaways.
Oh, that's right. We did cover a ton of ground today, from vulnerabilities to AI and everything in between. If our listeners only take away three things from this entire episode, what should they be?
Okay, let's see. Number one, vigilance is key. Stay informed about new threats, keep your software updated, and don't click on those shady links. It seems like common sense, but it's amazing how often those basic steps are overlooked.
It's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. What else?
Right. Number two, AI. This isn't some futuristic sci-fi concept anymore. It's here right now, and it's becoming more and more important in the cybersecurity world every single day.
It's like having a secret weapon in the fight against cybercrime.
Exactly. And finally, don't underestimate the human factor. Insider threats are a real thing. So make sure you have the right safeguards in place. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, and regular security awareness training for everyone. Those are non-negotiables.
Because the best security system in the world won't help if someone leaves the back door wide open.
Right, exactly. So stay informed, embrace the power of AI, and don't forget about the human element. Those are the big ones.
Words to live by in this digital age. But before we go, we always like to leave our listeners with something to ponder. So any parting thoughts for today?
How about this? As we rely more and more on AI to protect us, how do we make sure that those AI systems themselves don't become vulnerable to attacks? Something to think about.
It's like we're trying to outsmart the machines, but we're also relying on them more than ever. A real catch-22.
Right. It's a balancing act, that's for sure. But an important one as we navigate this increasingly digital world.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder those implications. Thanks for joining us for this cybersecurity deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there in the digital world.